This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
First, Heather with the news.
All right, let's talk about something else that happened over the weekend. One of the most hyped boxing matches of all times was... Yeah, I was going to say, what would you guys call it? There you go,
sad.
Sound effect.
Yeah.
A complete dud, right? So the fight did go the full eight rounds. Paul, you know, won unanimously, right?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't watch it. I knew I wouldn't watch it. Colin did. It was not something I was interested in at all, but I did hear all about the fact that a lot of people couldn't watch it because of all of the streaming issues that took place. Netflix says there was an estimated 60 million people who watched or at least tried to watch. But for many, you know, it just kept freezing, buffering. You couldn't really see anything until later. I mean, I think you could watch it, but you had to wait quite a while. There was lots of hashtags trending. Netflix broken, unwatchable, buffering. All of those were trending. And then, you know, after all of that, there was, I saw also trending, the image of Mike Tyson's butt that was frozen on a lot of people's TVs.
Oh, I know.
His bare booty as he, like, left an interview.
Right.
Stuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
What is this?
A lot of people using over the weekend, how ass is this? And then a photo of Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I know. I just hope Netflix figures it out before Christmas Day.
Yep.
Because they've got two NFL games.
They say they are going to, right?
They better.
But we'll see what happens. Now, after the fight, Tyson did tweet that he actually was lucky that he even made it to the fight alive in the first place. He said, "This is one of those situations when you lost but still won. I'm grateful for last night. No regrets to get in the ring one last time. I almost died in June," he said. "Had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of my blood and 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy to fight. So I won." So good for him. But yeah. You mentioned this. Za'Darius Smith might be trying to, I don't know, force history into repeating itself because he showed up to his first Lions game wearing that Rasheed Wallace jersey. And of course, Wallace was acquired by the Pistons midseason ahead of their run to a win over the Lakers in the 2004 NBA Finals. So maybe he's just foreshadowing things to come.
Yep.
With his wardrobe choice,
which I liked. He's manifesting it is what he's doing.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes, I like that. In some sad news, a 43-year-old woman was killed after being struck by 3 vehicles while walking on Smith Road in Bedford Township. Happened on Saturday night. Police say the woman was walking near the shoulder of Smith Road, west of Telegraph Road, when she was struck by a driver who did not stay at the scene of the crash. And following that, she was struck by 2 other vehicles before first responders showed up. The driver of those vehicles did stop at the scene. They were released. They cooperated with police. But the crash is still under investigation, and police are hoping to locate the driver of that first vehicle. However, they don't have really any information about that car in general. But if anybody knows anything, they're being asked to call the Monroe County Police. You're going to want to go and maybe check your fridge because there's a carrot recall. More than a dozen brands are recalling bags of organic carrots that were sold in 19 states for potential E. coli contamination. there's been a lot of E. coli contamination going around. But so far, one person has died already. 15 others have been hospitalized in connection to this particular outbreak. Grimway Farms recalled multiple brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots. They do say the effective carrots or affected carrots are no longer for sale in stores, but it doesn't mean you don't have them, you know, sitting in the drawer in your refrigerator. So you can go online, see all the brands, check them out. And then, of course, if you're starting to feel sick, you know, maybe call your doctor. You know, take care of yourself. Yeah. Finally, America's golden girl, Betty White, is being honored next year with her own stamp. So she's among the first 2025 designs that the U.S. Postal Service just announced on Friday. You know, she's like an American icon, television star, right? And they also talked about her compassionate advocate for animals, which she loved. So anyway.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, it is awesome. Who doesn't love Betty White?
Yeah,
everybody does. It's Heather with the news.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.